Hey, friends, welcome to Worldview Matters. Before we jump in with today's guest, Pastor Barry Stagner, I want to share some scripture to encourage us because we're going to be talking about a lot of different things today, and some of it is potentially challenging, right? So over to Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. More coming up next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, we are so blessed, and I think I know you know that by the guests we have on this program, and like today as well, Pastor Barry Stagner of Calvary Chapel in Tustin, California. Now, his book, The Time of the Signs, that's available. I want to send you to his website, barrystagner.com. He also has a page over at our friends, harbingersdaily.com. He's got an author page there. They put their videos up there that he does, and his YouTube channel, The Truth About God. The Truth About God on YouTube. We're going to talk about a couple of the programs he's done there recently, and his Facebook page. You can look him up, Barry Stagner. Look up Pastor Barry Stagner on Facebook. You can see what he's been working on recently, and of course, his beautiful family, a photo from a few weeks ago. Brother, thank you for your time today. So good to see you again.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you, sir. So let's talk about your recent project with Amir. You decided to do something a little different. Please tell us about it and how people can stream or watch.
Well, we had been doing each of our individual programs. He was doing a Middle East update. I was doing a program called The Lineup. And he texted me, I don't know, a couple months ago and said, hey, why don't we join forces and just put together a program called The Middle East and Beyond? And we can talk about all the things happening in Israel, but then expand things out into the rest of the world. You know, there's a lot of prophetic signs out there that are non-Israel related, you know, that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, 3-8. And include some of those. And then the final portion of the program is 20 minutes of taking questions. You can find this on my YouTube channel. You can find it on the Pastor Barry Stagner Facebook page. You can find it on Behold Israel's platforms, their Facebook page and YouTube channel as well. And it's been very well received. And we have a great time together. So thank you, David, for that.
Oh, not a problem. I want to dive into this a little bit, just a little bit further, because I love the title in the one from last week, Panic in the Deep State. Now, Barry, most of us are fed up with the deep state. And when you hear something like, what, panic? Is the Trump administration getting to them? Are they, you know, rooting them out? Just give us a little teaser on what you guys talked about.
Well, the story, the foundation for the story was Marine Le Pen in France, having been, you know, on Monday, convicted of embezzlement. And it was, you know, pardon the phrase, but it was trumped up charges. And, you know, it really wasn't that she was embezzling money to, you know, fill her purse or anything like that. You know, they were saying that she was supposed to use money that came from the EU to have some of her assistants attend EU meetings and that. And she used them, you know, for her own party and paid the assistance through that and all that. So, you know, we see this, you know, in Brazil, we see this happening in Romania, you know, where people who are far right, so to speak, are having charges leveled at them. And she was basically forbidden from running for office for 5 years. And she was a leading candidate. She was by far the most popular candidate heading for the elections in France in 2027. So, you know, basically, I think what the premise of the story is really about some of the tactics that are now being employed by the far left to make sure that they hold on to power. A lot of like what we're seeing in our own country today.
So you mentioned France. When people hear deep state, I think a lot of people tend to think of America because we know, Joe Biden was not running the country for 4 years. Who was? And I think we're still getting to those answers. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. But are you talking about the UN, the World Economic Forum? When you talk about the deep state, because you just mentioned France, because most people think of just here in America.
Yeah, when you've got, organizations like the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the others that are participants there, they all have a single mindset, and that is globalism.
Yeah.
And, just having one core group running everything on the planet. And we do know that's coming, and that will happen during the tribulation after the church is gone. But, yeah, it's way bigger than us. And, David, I think one of the things that we, especially as Americans, need to keep in mind, that we account for about 3.5% of the total world population. So, sorry, America, but the world does not revolve around us. And there's a lot of people out there that are falling for this globalist mentality. And basically the bottom line is what they're really pushing for is an egalitarian society where everybody has the same thing. Nobody has any more than anyone else. And, because Le Pen was, standing against the wokeism that we see that's rampant in our world today. The left said she's got to go, much like they've tried to do with Trump and all the charges leveled against him. Got the same thing going on in Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. There's got, the far left people, the judicial activism that's happening there and elsewhere are trying to take out the right through their deceptive tactics.
Interesting, the parallel you mentioned, obviously against Netanyahu. With America and Israel, there's a parallel with the left against the right, and who's got power and the games that they're playing. Didn't they try to take Netanyahu to court and try to get him out? Same thing, lawfare here, right?
Yeah, same tactic going on. And, I think one of the things we have to remember, David, and this too is biblical. It's interesting if you read that magnificent book of Isaiah, 66 chapters. It's always been curious to me that he starts with the end of the story. He starts talking about the millennium, and he starts talking about the tribulation early in chapters 2 to 5, where he mentions at the time that the Lord shakes the earth, says he arises to shake the earth, and that the Lord will give the world children for their princes. Now, I think that is figurative. I don't think that we're literally going to have, 12-year-olds running the globe. I think what he's talking about is incompetent leadership. Mm-hmm. And we see that all over the world. And these who are incompetent morally and some of them mentally, they're pushing their agenda through illegal means. I mean, we see it. Other countries are seeing it. People who are operating outside of their own constitutions and, declared laws, and just to hold on to power or regain power, whatever the case may be. Even as we've seen, so many things that Doge has exposed and the billions and billions of dollars that have been wasted. And, it was curious. I just saw a headline today that the Doge is going to begin to investigate how people making $176,000 or $178,000 a year now have 50, 60 million bucks in the bank when their job was to be a senator or congressperson. So, again, we live in a very corrupt society, which is exactly what Jesus said it was going to be like as it was in the days of Noah. The earth was corrupt before God.
Man, they are ruffling feathers, aren't they?
They are.
Isn't it telling, Barry, that all this is being uncovered and exposed, this corruption, massive, and it's gone on for years. We don't know how many years. All of this, the taxpayer dollars going to things that most Americans, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, most Americans probably wouldn't support. But yet, the left is coming against the messenger rather than saying, hey, we're so glad you're finding this out. Isn't that telling? What should Christians think about that, because this is truly something that is corrupt. It's truly something that is wrong that they're doing. They're taking our money and using it for things, first of all, that don't benefit America, but that we don't give approval. We vote in elections, and we don't approve it. We wouldn't approve of this. So what were your thoughts on the fact that the left is almost doubling down, and they don't have an issue. They don't seem to have an issue with the corruption, but the people that are exposing it.
Well, yeah, it's just bizarre. And it's part of what I think the Lord said would come in the last days. And that is delusional thinking. It just doesn't make any sense to shoot the messenger, you know, like the old, I think it was a movie line. Don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, take the Tesla issue, David. I think it's very revealing about the thinking process or lack of it in those who are keying Teslas and starting, you know, the Teslas on fire at dealerships and all that. You know, all they're doing is selling more Teslas, because the insurance companies who are insuring these things are going to have to replace them with the same make and model, you know, that they're destroying sometimes half a dozen at a time. So these people aren't thinking these things through. And besides the fact that the one that they're harming is not Elon Musk, they're harming the individual or the owner of the dealership.
That's right.
And again, it just doesn't make any sense. And yet things that don't make sense are the order of the day today.
There's a lot of hypocrisy going on, but that is laughable, because these people are all against saving the planet, or they're for saving the planet, the environmental movement. Yeah, go Tesla. And you know that a lot of these car owners are Democrats, are lefties, and the very same people, they're coming against people in their own party, on their own side, so to speak. Oh, delusion. I think you used the right word, Barry, because this reminds us of the spiritual dynamic underlying all this. There is just some demonic activity. Some people are, whether you call it oppressed or possessed, but remember, Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. So that the other spirit that is not the Holy Spirit that's influencing some of these people, we're seeing, like you said, the fruit of it. So one more thing I wanted to ask you about before we just continue the conversation. You have another program or video you just started doing called Take Five. Tell us about that. That can be found on your YouTube channel, The Truth About God.
Yeah, you know, David, it's always been on my heart. I care about the people in the church. And, you know, there's multitudes of warnings in the New Testament about false prophets. And, you know, Jesus, in the opening letter to the churches in Revelation, he told the church at Ephesus that he was, you know, he commended them for testing those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. So what I'm doing on this program, and Take Five is just meaning we're going to take a brief amount of time and talk about a major issue within churchdom or a difficult passage of scripture. And today, the program launched this morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, and we talked about modern-day apostles and prophets. What's the Bible have to say about this new apostolic reformation and others who are laying claim to being an apostle today in the likeness of Peter, James, John, Nathaniel, Bartholomew, and the others? And what about prophets? You know, the Bible says clearly that he gave some to be apostles and prophets. But I think what a lot of people don't pay attention to is the fact that these were the foundation for their church. Mm-hmm. And the foundation has now been laid. And now we live in the age of the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, who are equipping the saints for the work of ministry, according to Ephesians 4. So it's just a brief program. This morning was about 17 minutes, and made some introductory statements, but, you know, probably 10, 12 minutes a week, going to talk about some of the hard stuff we find in Scripture and happening in the church today. So thank you for that, David.
Not a problem. That sounds good. Now, we need to go back. We've got to take a brief pause. When we come back, you mentioned something before we got on the show today about something you and Amir Sarfati were talking about with AI. And my question is, are people going to start replacing the wonderful counselor, Jesus, with something like AI? And unfortunately, the answer is yes. Barry's going to explain that when we come right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Hey, friends, just want to remind you, especially if you're new to this program, please follow us, subscribe on all whatever platform is your favorite, whether that be audio, Spotify, Apple, or YouTube, Rumble for video. We've got Freedom Project Media app you can download for free, the Freedom Project Facebook. And if you missed one of your favorite guests, you can go to our website and type their name in the search, and you can watch past episodes if you want, or look up your favorite guest at worldviewmatters.tv. Pastor Barry Stagner is with us today. Before we get to that AI, it's just amazing what's going on and how fast it's moving, how fast it's happening. You mentioned what you talked about in your Take 5 about NAR. I had Holly Pivick on a week or two ago, and we talked, unfortunately, about Paula White and some people in the White House faith office. Now, I'm glad that President Trump has a faith office. I'm glad he believes in religious freedom. He wants to protect Christians. I'm glad he's pro-Israel. I'm glad he understands somewhat the biblical worldview. But we have some issues with some of the people in that faith office. Would you care to speak at all about Paula White Kane?
Well, you know, I think the main problem is just her doctrine. And, you know, besides the fact that, and I don't want to open a can of worms for you, David, but, you
That's
know,
okay.
the issue of her, you know, and the female pastor thing and all that. But, you know, beyond that, just the doctrines of the Word Faith movement that are reaching near the president. So he's hearing things that aren't true. And, you know, this is problematic. And, you know, yeah, we should participate. And I think it's very strange, on the other hand, you know, that there are so many people that say Christians are not to be involved in politics. And, you know, I think the bizarre part about that, David, is Romans 13 says that the government is an institution that was initiated by God. It's a divine ordinance. And those who participate in government are, you know, the Lord goes as far in Romans 13 to call them his ministers. Now, why would God initiate an institution and not want his people involved in it? Hmm. I think, you know, a lot of the problems we see in our country today are for the lack of involvement and people not standing up and saying, hey, you know what, this needs to get fixed, or this, we need to get in the game and participate at some type of governmental level to make sure that the voices that are heard in the ears of the people in high office are accurate and biblically based. So, yeah, I think Paula White, you know, is not a good candidate for having that type of influence over the most powerful man in the world.
And here's part of the issue. We see pictures of people praying for the president, which is wonderful. And there might be at least a dozen, if not 20, some people around him. You don't know who all these people are. You don't know what their, you know, doctrine is. We need to pray for wisdom and discernment for President Trump and his administration, and that the right people would have his ear, the right people would have influence. But Barry, before we run out of time, you mentioned this new AI, or how people are using AI. And we've been talking a little bit more about that recently on this program, but oh my goodness, when you think there's a way that it's being used that you go, wow, that's kind of sad. Go ahead and share this idea where people are going to AI for answers.
Well, it was actually from an article in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they were quoting from a Psychiatry Today article that they had participated in, and it was introducing something that is known as a Therabot. You know, there's all kinds of chatbots out there, but this one was a therapist, basically, bot. And, you know, there's 280 million people around the world, the article said, that battle some type of depression or anxiety disorder. And people are turning to this chatbot, this Therabot, and it is giving them answers and information that the people are reporting that after two or three sessions with a artificial intelligence, that they're beginning to feel much better about themselves. And, you know, I think the prophetic aspect of this, David, is there's going to be an image that is man-made during the tribulation that people are going to have an emotional attachment to. And I think all these things are feeding into the tribulation people, those who will be alive during that time. And this is just normalizing a relationship with something that's artificially intelligent and, you know, not at all comparable to the wisdom that comes from above, that is first pure and can only come from God. So I thought it was a major, major development regarding artificial intelligence and the contributions it will make during the tribulation period.
Isn't that interesting? Yes, there is a need. Mental health issues are, I mean, the suicide attempt rate is off the charts. Young people are confused on purpose by the enemy. But isn't that just like the enemy to use a counterfeit to replace a relationship with, that people could have with God, who is Jesus, the wonderful counselor, and send them to this, to artificial intelligence? That's just like the enemy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the thing I think that's interesting about this, David, is they're settling for so little. Mm. And, you know, we have this feelings and emotion-oriented society that doesn't really care about facts. And, you know, when I was reading this article, that the first thing that came to my mind is that they mentioned, you know, how it was making them feel. And the difference with a relationship with Christ is it doesn't just change how you feel. It changes who you are. You become a new creation in Christ and all things have passed away. He gives you new desires. And, you know, one of the things that we're promised that Paul talked about to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7 is that God has not given us the spirit of fear, meaning anxiousness or anxieties, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Mm. So, you know, they're settling for so little. And I think that's one of the shames of it all. But it's preparatory for what's going to happen during the tribulation when the world, all the earth dwellers, are going to bow before a man-made image.
Yeah. Amen. We're running out of time quickly. In the last 5 minutes, you know, Resurrection Sunday is coming up. And we love to celebrate this time of year. Christmas is important. The Word became flesh. And that's just so wonderful, the prophecies about Jesus and his birth. And then he lived his life. But then Resurrection weekend, starting with the death on the cross, burials, and his resurrection. We mentioned Isaiah 53 a little bit before the podcast, and I just wanted to have you share any of your thoughts on scriptures as it relates to Jesus fulfilling prophecy, why so many people don't want to look at that, and how we can maybe be more effective this year sharing the truth, the gospel, the truth of the resurrection.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that is sad today in much of the church, David, is people aren't paying attention to Bible prophecy. People don't want to hear about it. And yet you've got passages like you just mentioned in Isaiah 53 that is just dripping with prophetic information, you know, at the time it was written. And that's one of the things I think we need to underscore with the non-believers out there is that what Isaiah said was written 700 years before any of it happened. He talked about a man who was going to come who would be despised and rejected by men. He talked about a man who, you know, would be killed in one manner and then like a criminal and then buried among the rich. And, you know, Jesus, you know, but then it also says that he would see his seed. In other words, he would see the end result of his death, which implies his resurrection. So, you know, to overlook these things, I think, is a grave injustice, especially to the church. And I like what you said at the beginning, because at Christmas, I always include the Eastern story because it's the reason for the Christmas story.
Yes, exactly.
It's all one story, you know. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And as John said in 1:14, we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And Jesus, you know, even when he was rebuked about Peter, especially, you know, Lord, don't talk like that. And Jesus, you know, said, get behind me, Satan, you know, because this is the reason he came. He came to die for the sins of the world. Yeah. And, you know, the pairing of these two stories are just a wonderful reality that so many people miss simply because they've never really heard the whole truth.
It's powerful. That's why we live. That's why we're still alive today. Otherwise, the Lord would take us home. Friends, I just want to encourage you to just really be praying as we get close to Resurrection Sunday. That's such a time where more people go to church that don't typically go to church on Easter and Christmas. Of course, they might celebrate eggs or bunny rabbits or the story, in quotes, right? But we know it's true history. It's true biblical history. And the tomb is still empty. Last time I checked, I can't find anybody that has proven otherwise, right, Barry?
Absolutely. And one of the things I like about that aspect is, you know, the stone wasn't rolled away to let Jesus out. It was rolled away to let us in so we could see the indisputable proof that he is alive forevermore. And, you know, I love what you read about Hebrews, David, because, you know, inside the most holy place where the high priest would go in and minister once a year, there was no chair. And that was because their work was never finished. And when you mentioned that Jesus sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, that indicates that what is necessary to save the human soul is a completed work. And Easter and the events beyond it are proof that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him.
Amen, brother. Amen. A lot of gods, a lot of religions, one empty tomb. Eyewitness testimonies, Bible prophecy, fulfilled prophecies, right? All just, there's so much evidence that, as one book was written years ago, evidence that demands a verdict. So I think a good question people can ask when we're out in public talking to people, even your waiter or waitress or wherever you go, is what if everything Jesus said were true? And what if the Bible were true? Would you become a Christian? And then if they say no, then, well, they're not open to the truth. We know. We can move on. Right. But if, you know, Barry, thank you for your time. Thank you for your ministry. I can't imagine, I mean, how busy you are with all that you're doing, but we appreciate you very much.
Always a pleasure to be with you, David. Thank you for having me.
All right. God bless you, brother. Happy Resurrection Sunday coming up. So, friends, I'd encourage you to read Isaiah 53. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. Read the first couple books in the book of Acts, first couple chapters. I just get familiar with those appearances, that evidence, that prophecy, fulfilled prophecy. Anyway, got to run. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.